All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, we welcome His Grace Governor Trust Prabhuji. Prabhuji, are you there?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanavad.
Dhanavad Pranam, Prabhuji. Please, Prabhuji, take over the call. We are reading today Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 24th chapter, 31 verse onwards, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your recitation.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you once again for inviting to this wonderful class. And let us start with the prayers. I'm just trying to go online on YouTube. Meanwhile.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuramilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vamsa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is, okay, I got live on YouTube also. So it's 24th chapter, 31st verse. Rati Lakshana, Prema Lakshana, Ityadi Prachara, Bhava Rupa, Mahabhava, Lakshana Rupa, Ara. Next are explained the symptoms of love of Godhead, which can be divided into 9 varieties, beginning with attraction and extending up to ecstatic love, and finally up to the topmost ecstatic love, Mahabhava. Shanta Bhaktira Rati Bade Prema Paryanta Dasya Bhaktira Rati Haya Raga Dasa Anta. The 32nd, the attraction to Krishna of devotees on the platform of neutrality increases up to love of Godhead, Prema. And the attraction of devotees on the platform of servitorship increases to spontaneous attachment, Raga. So here Rati Lakshana, so Rati means attraction, Prema, love, and so on are the symptoms of ecstatic love, which can be divided into 9 varieties. So attraction to Krishna, so we were having this discussion, I was having this discussion with one day when I gave a presentation on the universal creation. And in the universal creation there is a, and I think I spoke here also on this, one of these calls also, and our in our discussion we were talking about mode of goodness, and this nice devotee was beginning to argue with me, and he said, in the sense he wanted to understand better, but sometimes devotees, sometimes the arguments can be tough. So his point was, oh, we should base everything on attraction to Krishna. So as far as my realization goes, until and unless one has a very deep realization in Krishna consciousness, in the sense you have served continuously, because the nature of the mind is fickle. We decide to do something, we decide to chant, we decide to do some tapasya, but it remains with us only for a short time. We take up some study of Bhagavatam or something, and everything we do remains for a short time. This what happens is because of our previously built up habits, anarthas and habits. So the simple example that I can give is when we go to Braj, the first time I went to Vrindavan, and we were doing Govardhan Parikrama, and the dust of Braj, this was not sticking to your body. It was all, but whereas some of these Brajvasis, when they were doing Govardhan Parikrama, the dust would stick to their body. So one devotee told me, until and unless you are purified, the Braj Raj will not stick to you. So it will not stick to you. So we can see that when you practice over a period of time, very, very sincerely, and two things we have to do every day, that one is offenseless chanting, because only with offenseless chanting you become free from sin and a tendency to sin. Because what consists of Vaishnava Aparad is basically our tendency to enjoy. So we have, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, a devotee is expected to be non-envious. Now, why is devotee expected to be non-envious? Because what happens is we have these six enemies, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsara. So Kama, and Krodha. So Krodha includes Kama. So the next one includes the previous one. Lobha includes Kama and Krodha. Moha includes the previous three. Lobha includes the previous four. And Matsara, the enviousness, includes everything. So a devotee must start with at least the worst one. We should give up non-enviousness. So our attraction to Krishna can be disturbed if we do not give up enviousness completely. So if you want to cultivate your attraction to Krishna, we have to give up every form of enviousness. Oh, he has better association with Guru, he has this, he has that. We should simply and humbly accept any situation given, and we have to keep chanting. We have to accept every situation as mercy of Krishna. And when we do it with a sincere heart, only with sincere attitude, and we give up all enviousness. So the Srimad Bhagavatam proceeds in such a way that in the beginning you give up enviousness, because devotee is meant to be satam, he is non-envious. So then it is not that you have conquered lust. Lust means our desire apart from Krishna, because ultimate purification in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna consciousness is the purification of desire. Because our desire is what drives the body, desire is what drives the mind, desire is what drives our material life. But in Krishna consciousness, we cannot stop desire, but we can purify our desire by associating with the Mahatmas, by associating with great devotees of the Lord. And because their desire is only to follow the desire of Guru and desire of Krishna, and that is why in the liberated stage, the highest desire, highest point is to always follow the desire, we say desire of the heart, is to follow the desire of Guru, desire of our Paramatma within the heart. So desire of Guru, desire of Krishna, desire of Shastra. So attraction to Krishna becomes natural, because Krishna is present in Guru, Krishna is present in Shastra, Krishna is present. So as Paramatma, he is in our heart. So Krishna purifies all the previous tendencies from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam to the 10th canto is a gradual purification of these six enemies, Kama, Krodha, Lobh, Moh, Mada, Matsar. But first you should give up enviousness, because enviousness, to give up Kama is not so easy. But at least you begin with becoming non-envious. You keep on training your mind. And then gradually what happens, as we study the Bhagavatam, as we purify our heart, as we purify our mind, all the other five enemies, they gradually go away. All the other enemies, they gradually are purified. And that is the goal of
Krishna consciousness to actually purify our tendencies and use them, and we need to use them in the service of Krishna, like lust, how to use lust. So we should direct all our desires to, like yesterday in the Sunday feast program in our temple, we were discussing, I was giving a pro class, and we were discussing the mood of how to dance in front of Krishna. So basically, if you realize that you are not alone, there is Radha and Krishna, and it is not that they are alone. So there are millions of gopis, millions of devotees, millions and billions of devotees from the spiritual world. They are present when Krishna is there. To have the ability and the eyes to see that, and to dance in a manner which is pleasing to them. Like, I'm dancing not here to attract somebody's attention or something, but my entire consciousness is that of Krishna. And I'm thinking, how by this activity I'm pleasing Krishna? How can I dance softly along with everybody with nice steps, you know, just to please Krishna? The bhavana, the love, the intense love that we have. So everything that we do, when we do with sufficient education, so that is why there is Srimad Bhagavatam, and we can see that if we follow the devotion in a certain manner properly, and ensuring that we do not commit Vaishnava aparadha, we ensure that we do not commit Vaishnava aparadha, and we are focused on our devotional service, then Prabhupada says, over a period of time, naturally from the heart, all these activities will become natural. It will spring up from the heart. Your spiritual love, your spiritual activity will spring up from the heart. It will become natural to you. So for something to become natural, for that love to spring from the heart. And I could feel in my own experience when I went to Vrindavan for the first time in 1999. And I'm sure many of you would have felt, we were doing Parikrama of Govardhan, and I was just beginning to chant at that time. And somehow from the heart I felt, I started chanting loudly, and I jumped on board. Somehow these feelings were overcome. But Krishna was giving us a trailer. And in the beginning, Krishna gives you a trailer, how Krishna consciousness feels. Because from your heart you chant, and your heart is completely filled up with the holy name, with so much love, with so much emotion, and you feel so satisfied. This feeling of satisfaction, when it overwhelms you, actually you can see, when the mind is depressed, that feeling overwhelms you, that takes over your body. So when your mind is ecstatic, even that feeling overwhelms you, it takes over your body. So we can really see that as we purify the heart, as we open the gates of the heart, we will see that our the anartha, so the distance between you and Krishna is your level of anartha. Anartha means all those previous impressions. Although we may decide to become devotees, and we are chanting and we are practicing very sincerely, yet at the same time we should realize that there is a thick layer of anartha. Now this is gradually getting purified, and sometimes we may not even see the result for a long, long time. Yet, if a devotee persists very, very seriously, very, very nicely, then you will see that all these symptoms then beginning to manifest automatically. So, when somebody, we see, he was some kind of a simple devotee, and all of a sudden now he's like a super, he's very famous and giving nice programs and everything, all of a sudden. It's not that it happened overnight. The sadhana was going on for a long, long time. And at certain point in our devotional life, the Prabhupada says, it begins to spring up. It begins to become automatic. Prati lakshana, prema lakshana, ityadi prachara,
Bhava Rupa Mahabhava Lakshana Rupa are, and what are the symptoms of these love? Dealing with attraction. So attraction to Krishna. So attraction to, first of all, attraction to purity. So if we are attracted to purity, Krishna consciousness means the highest purity. So first we become conscious, and then we become Krishna conscious. So for our first attraction, is there are two things which Bhaktivinoda Thakur said is a result, direct result of Krishna consciousness, which is not found in any other philosophy. Jiver doya name ruchi. So jiver doya. So first of all, we should have jiver doya. Jiver doya means we should have compassion for the soul. So that should be our norm. So when we are developing that, instead somebody insulted you, now you are thinking of plotting the revenge. You can test yourself if you are progressing in bhakti with jiver doya. So do you have jiver doya? Have you developed compassion to the worst enemy? That is your real test. Because naturally we see in our temples and even with our friends, after some time if you are not following a very high standard of devotional, then our consciousness falls down to the least common denominator of whom we make. Then what happens? The material consciousness sinks in. If you are not taking higher association, if you are not cultivating yourself very strongly over a period of time, these lower modes take over, and then we go back into enviousness, anger, all these things. And we see in many places, devotee groups or temples, there are fights, there are groups. And then gradually the devotional creeper crashes, dies. So therefore, we should never let such a thing happen. At all costs, we should try to be very, very tolerant. So that is why it is said, only if you are chanting with great humility and are tolerant to all insults. Mahabharata, it says, one who can tolerate the highest insult, he can achieve the greatest thing in life. So if you have cultivated yourself in such a way, because life will, problems will come in all sorts. So yesterday I was shocked, day before yesterday, one young devotee from Detroit, and that was, it is such a pain for the parents to see such a thing happen, but it can shake faith. Sometimes such incidents can shake your faith. It's very, very tough. Very, very difficult to really understand Krishna's plan. So I was giving the example of Arjuna and Abhimanyu to try to understand that devotee's situation. Because Abhimanyu was the son of Soma, was the son of moon god, although he was son of Arjuna. So moon god told Krishna, I cannot separate from my son for a long time for your Leela. So give him a short life. So he gave him a short life. And he died at the age of 16, but he died as a Parakrami. And short but sweet but wonderful, chivalrous life. So similarly, all of us have destined, we have certain time limit. So life and energy is limited. So there is no time to bicker over. There is only time. Every time, every moment, if you are thinking 24 hours, your attraction should be, how can I chant offenselessly? How can I hear and read Srimad Bhagavatam continuously? Have we studied this Bhagavatam systematically? What is the purpose of opening a temple? Is only to chant offenselessly, to keep ourselves free from sin, just like water on a lotus leaf. We should keep ourselves unattached to this material world. And that can only happen when all the sinful desires in the heart. So that is why you need a daily shower. So 16 is minimum, but it should be chanted offenselessly. So when we do this over a period of time, and when the holy name overwhelms the heart, and all these, like Jayapataka Maharaj said, it is not that all these anarthas are completely gone away, but they become completely, insignificant. And when they reach the point of insignificance, then the greater love of Krishna, the holy name, can act as per it wants. So now it wants to act, but the anartha is so much. And sometimes we feel we are chanting, there is no effect. So it is within us. And to the degree you are serious. So we see that Jayananda Prabhu, for example, Prabhupada's time, Night he was driving taxi, daytime he was building cars, doing temple service. They were in a hurry, they were in an urgency to really achieve the love of Godhead, to please Prabhupada. So if we should develop that sense of urgency, that is the lakshana. So urgency, when Srila Prabhupada boarded the Jaladuta, he was in a sense of urgency to distribute this compassion. Despite his health, despite his situation, he took that risk. That you may have died in middle of the ocean, but he took that risk. So that is attraction for Krishna. So attraction for Krishna means we are willing to take any amount of risk, we are willing to take any amount of difficulty to please Guru and Krishna, dedicate and surrender our lives at the lotus feet of Krishna to accomplish his mission. Just like Ladini Mataji, in Africa, when they were about to be shot, these 10 devotees, when they were about to be shot, Ladini Mataji, she jumped in front of those devotees. Although the dictator said in this famous incident, devotees were rounded up by a dictator and they were about to be shot. And Ladini Mataji, he said, these two ladies, let's not kill them. The dictator, let us kill the men. And when she was about to shoot the first man, she jumped in front of him without caring for her own life and she got shot. Now when you think of attraction for Krishna, we are thinking of so many. This is attraction for Krishna. Dinabandhu Prabhu was saying, bhava, prema. What does prema mean? Prema doesn't mean I'm holding a rose and smelling and I'm in ecstasy. No. Prema means I'm willing to take all the risks in my life like Prabhupada took. That is prema. He took that boat. There is nobody to support him. He's only... His son came to drop him off. No Gaudiya Math came. Nobody came. No support. No money. But with all faith in Krishna, Srila Prabhupada went and he achieved the impossible. So this is prema. In our life, we are willing to go through that difficulty. Go through that. Just like I think of an example, sometimes devotees go through such a tough time. Just Pandavas went through and so many devotees went through. They go through such a tough time. So, but if you see a charcoal becomes diamond when there is continuous pressure on the charcoal for a long amount of time. So Krishna, in the lives of devotees, he creates such situation because he wants to make them a diamond. If we have that prema, then yes, in between you go through toughness. He's testing your toughness and preparing you for something big. So it all depends on how much we are ready to surrender and take to his plan. And real attraction for Krishna means to sincerely have a desire to dedicate this one life and achieve the highest love of Godhead, which is achievable only by the mercy of Guru and Krishna once in a day of Brahma. And we don't know how many lifetimes we have been in this universe. So this is our best chance, no matter where we are, to achieve this prema. So let us all take up this Krishna consciousness movement very, very seriously and study this Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita very sincerely, very deeply on a regular basis. And you will find that your heart will give you the greatest satisfaction. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. So any questions or comments, please?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Prabhupada. Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. It was short and sweet class, but the concept of raga, prema, you know, that's been described. So here the point was being described about how Krishna has a different mellow or raga with different kinds of devotees, right? And how wonderfully you explained about Srila Prabhupada also, that how we should have that kind of conviction that Prabhupada, you know, he traveled all alone. Just because he had that rati, that affection towards Krishna.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for bringing up that point. Yeah. And thank you for agreeing to give class, you know, on such a short notice. So, really grateful to you. Thank you.
I actually got inspired by Deenbandhu Prabhu when he was explaining prema. So you can explain different things, but he said, this is prema, you know, proper taking this risk. You know? So I really got inspired.
Thank you, Prabhu. Anyone else has any question and comments? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Go ahead.
Please, Prabhuji, you can go, Prabhu.
Yeah, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhuji, one question, Prabhu. The translation says, attraction to Krishna of devotees on the platform of neutrality increases up to the love of Godhead.
Okay.
And the attraction of devotees on the platform of servitorship increases to spontaneous attachment.
Mm-hmm.
So, love of Godhead is higher, right, Prabhu, than spontaneous attachment?
See, if we try to understand, now spontaneous attachment, okay, let's read that. Shanta Bhaktera Rati Bade Prema Paryanta Dasya Bhaktera Rati Haya Raga Dasya Anta. So here, prema is the highest goal, right? Prema paryanta, up to love of Godhead, and up to the point of spontaneous attachment. Now, when you are, if you read the next verse, it says, devotees in Vrindavan who are friends of the Lord can increase their ecstatic love up to the point of anuraga. So, paternal love, can increase their love of Godhead up to the end of anuraga. So there is raga and anuraga. So actually here prema means the first level. So it's just a technicality of words. Okay? It's just a technicality of words. Because here you are seeing that Shanta Bhaktera Rati Bhade. So their love goes up to prema. So prema raga, spontaneous attraction is higher than Raga Dasyanta, is higher than prema. So, we can see, one second. So, it's just a kind of technicality that you find. So, raga, and the next word used here is anuraga. For the residents of Vrindavan. Hmm? So, if you see, it is just a technical term that is being used. So, the first level of love, the word being used is, so the neutral bhaktas, so they are going to the level of prema. So, then higher than that is raga, spontaneous attachment. Hmm? And higher than that is anuraga. So it explains that the devotees of in Vrindavan, so they go up to the level of anuraga. Mm-hmm. So one second. So it is just for us, because we are kind of thinking that prema is the highest. Mm-hmm. So prema is the beginning of that love. Mm-hmm. Now here spontaneous attraction, to Krishna is a little higher considered to what we know as prema. So if we go to the verse number, let's see, 32. 32 is the question that you asked. Now if you go to 33, devotees in Vrindavana who are friends of Krishna can increase their ecstatic love to the point of anuraga. So the gopa balas, they can increase up to anuraga. So spontaneous attraction to Krishna is considered higher than what we know as prema. So prema means love of Godhead. So basically all the Vaikuntha Vasis, so once I asked this question to His Grace Gopi Parandan Prabhu, somebody was asking, and he said, so what about
Vaikuntha Vasis, those who are living in Vaikuntha, so what is their platform? Where are they? Where do they? What do they achieve? So then he said, they are also in love of Godhead. So love of Godhead, what the Shanta Bhakta, if you see in Vaikuntha, it is basically Shanta Bhakta. So now if I look back and what he answered, so love of Godhead or Prema, that a Shanta Bhakta achieves. So that is common. This Prema is the basic love for Krishna in any different form. So Dasya means then he gets attracted to one particular form. We can see Hanuman, you know, gets attracted to Rama. So, but that is Dasya Bhav. And similarly, this Dasya Bhav is you want to serve the Lord in a particular way. See, even those who enter Vaikuntha in any form, they have the same form as Vishnu. But when you are Dasya, you don't want to be in the same form as the Lord. You want to be in a servitor's role. So you have an attraction for a particular form. And in Vaikuntha, the four-handed forms and all these different forms, they also have prema, they also have love of Godhead. But their form of service to the Lord is in a very, very neutral format. So there is no, so in neutral, and the technical term used here for their attraction, for the level of attraction that they have, that basic love of attraction, attraction is itself prema. Now, when you go into raga or attachment in the what they explain as the servitorship form. Now, in this raga, so that from the servitorship. And then the servitorship goes on to spontaneous attraction to one particular form. Now, here it says, the devotees in Vrindavana who are friends of the Lord can increase their ecstatic love to the point of anuraga. So, anuraga is even higher, and anuraga is to sub-ecstatic love. So, there is spontaneous love, spontaneous attraction, and then comes anuraga. So, the word here, from spontaneous attraction, Prabhupada uses the word, up to sub-ecstatic love, sub-ecstatic. So it is to the point of higher, the like the gopi. So gopis would definitely be considered. So here, parental affectionate lovers, Krishna's father and mother, can increase their love of Godhead. So love of Godhead is basic, the prema. The higher levels which are being explained is higher than the love of Godhead. Like even Vaikuntha Vasis in Shanta Bhav, they are also in love of Godhead. But then, as the planetary systems, as the spiritual planetary systems go higher, so then all these other symptoms are becoming manifest. One is raga, then there is anuraga. Now, after anuraga comes, the gopis of Vrindavana who are attached to Krishna and conjugal love can increase their ecstatic love up to the point of Mahabhava, the greatest ecstatic love. These are some of the glorious meanings of the word bhakti. So, rati, so their rati, their attraction, mahabhava sima. So, now if you put it in perspective, prema is the, when the soul gets attracted to Krishna in any form. So, that is prema, you know, when he is in Vaikuntha, he's in Vaikuntha mood. He has achieved his love of Godhead, so to speak. But that is only the basic level in the spiritual world. And the higher than that is raga, spontaneous attraction to a particular form to which you become a servant of. Like Hanuman, servant means you are completely fixed in that form. You are completely dedicated. You cannot think of anything else. So, when Murari Gupta was requested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant Hare Krishna, Murari Gupta couldn't do.
He was, are you behind me?
Lord Rama. So, after that,
higher than that, here it explains beautifully in this verse, is the attraction of, the next example is given, so after Dasya comes Sakya. So those who are Sakya, so their attraction is Anuraga, higher than Raga, higher than servitorship. So, and it is, and the, and Prabhupada's translation is sub-ecstatic love. So they get a form by which they can, their attraction is much deeper, much higher, Anuraga. And then the higher than that, and it puts the parents almost in that same category, a little higher. After the gopas, then come the parents. But then the highest gopis of Vrindavan, so their attraction here is Maha Bhava. So this Maha Bhava attraction is considered the highest highest form of attraction or love for Krishna. And look at the words being used. Love of Godhead, a spontaneous attraction, sub-ecstatic love, and Prabhupada uses in the end, he paternal love, which is also kind of sub-ecstatic love, and then ecstatic love. So if you put it in perspective, prema is basic, then spontaneous attraction, sub-ecstatic love, and in that two categories, one level that of the sakhas, and one level that of the parents, and then the highest, that is Mahabhava. So prema is basic, Mahabhava is the highest. So Mahabhava is the attraction of the gopis, the ecstatic. So that is ecstatic love of the gopis for Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Yeah, it's clear, Prabhu, now.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Because, you see, these are actually, when you ask that question, suddenly I remembered what Gopi Parandan Prabhu had told me. He said, those who are in Vaikuntha, in any planet in Vaikuntha, they are already pure devotees. And they all have love of Godhead. That is there. Love of Godhead is the basic ingredient. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us is love of Godhead, that is already there. But the ecstatic love, so now we can understand, the ecstatic love of Vrindavan. So every sampradaya we see, they come to give you prema. Krishna prema is the goal. But the ecstatic love of Krishna and the gopis, that is something special that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us. So this is this ecstatic what we are talking about is very, very special. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. So Prabhuji, one question, Prabhu.
Mm-hmm.
Prabhuji, in Krishna book we see that Yashodamayi and Rohini also are mentioned as senior gopis.
Uh-huh.
So, how do we understand, Prabhu, the gopis, Radharani and their Sakhi also are called gopis, and mm-hmm. and like other senior devotees are called senior gopis, like the mothers of Krishna's Sakhi, Sakhas.
So, everybody is at a certain age there. In spiritual world, it's just like your village, there is a permanent setup.
So, I was explaining this yesterday in the Sunday feast class that gopis are considered like 11, 12 year old girls. They are 11, 12 year old
thinking,
girls.
That's what I was thinking, Prabhu. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What is that?
So, that's what I was thinking, Prabhu. The gopis means that age group.
Yeah. But so, senior gopis means, so for example, Yashodamai, they are little senior, means they are considered little more aged. Not all the gopis are the same age. So the Manjaris are like 5-6 year old girls, and Yashodamai and others, so they are older than these 11 year old, because they are young, just married, you know.
they are young, just about to get married or not yet married. If you see, they are not yet married. They do Katyayani Puja. But if you see Yashodamai and others, and these gopis, all of them have their own mothers, right? So they are also gopis. Who is the mother of the gopis is also gopis. So they are considered the senior gopis. And these younger girls of Vrindavan, so they are all different ages. So they are the gopis. Now their mothers, their senior relatives, they are all senior gopis and gopas. Now these gopas also have children, younger boys who play with Krishna. But they are gopas, Krishna's age. But Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, now all the others who are the fathers of the gopas and the fathers of the gopis, they are also gopas, they are also cowherd men, but they are senior gopas. So similarly, the mothers of all these gopis, so they are all senior gopis. I hope you got it.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I think you said that the gopis, they have Mahabhav.
Yeah, that's what the word says.
I was under the impression that only Radharani, I thought she was the only one, the only gopi who had that.
Yeah, see, in this verse it says, let me read the translation. Yeah, even I thought so, but here, Kanta Ganera Rati Paya Mahabhava Sima Bhakti Shabdera E Shabda Arthera Mahima. The gopis of Vrindavana, who are attached to Krishna and conjugal love, can, the gopis of Vrindavana, so it doesn't just mention Radharani, so it says, who are attached to Krishna in conjugal love, can increase their ecstatic love up to the point of Mahabhava, the greatest ecstatic love. These are some of the glorious meanings of the word bhakti. So, of course, if this is what the translation is, so then we have to accept it. But the only thing what I can think of here is that there are certain feelings which is only between Krishna and Radharani, and not everybody can experience. And that has, and because here we are dealing in general, and that is explained by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita here, it is dealing particularly with all the general category of all the devotees. So there are certain, this is the feelings to which they can build up. But what Rupa Goswami mentions in the Nectar of Devotion is that, what I can understand, of course, the same terminology is used here. It's Mahabhava. So there are certain feelings between Radha and Krishna, which is for sure. Those which are special, very special and very intimate, and which is only known to both of them. So that feelings are also there. But in this verse, the general understanding of what the gopis can go up to, I think this is mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at my book. Can you just tell me what verse you just read from, please?
Yeah, so this is 24:34, Madhya Lila.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Prabhuji, once Keshavanand Prabhu explained this, Prabhu, I think like you said, if I remember right, Prabhu, yeah, this is again the general term Prabhu used, and there are many gradations again in this Anuraga.
Exactly.
So that's what I think Prabhuji was explaining.
That's what it is, because certainly it's just a question of understanding the terminology.
But you say it's just a general term? How is it just a general term?
No, no, no. General term in the sense, when we talk about, let me say, you can say there is a hotel, there is a VIP suite, right? So
mm-hmm.
VIP suite, they might have several categories, VIP 1, VIP 2, VIP 3. So in general,
mm-hmm.
they are all called VIP. Particularly,
mm-hmm.
Mahabhava, that the love that the gopis can experience. For example, we can talk about Vrindavan, but when you go, and each gopa has a different, not that every gopa has the same kind of, relationship with Krishna. Each one has very unique. One might be helping Krishna in planting gardens. One might be helping Krishna in, playing with the cowherds, So everyone's love and relationship with Krishna is very unique. So what the gopis, including Srimati Radharani, the highest love that they experience in general, we call it Mahabhava. But then, in particular, between Krishna and Srimati Radharani, this Mahabhava has several levels in between, So the general, yes, they experience the highest ecstatic love, but then we, with certain gopis and especially with Srimati Radharani, Krishna experiences certain loving exchanges which in general are not experienced by with everybody else,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Prabhu, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anyone else has any questions, any comments?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Mataji. One question, Prabhuji. Prabhuji,
yes.
Sometimes having tough time to understand few things, Prabhu, like word Nirgrantha, right? It has very, very wide range of meaning, Prabhu. And sometimes the meanings are contrast also, very opposite. So, why it is like that, Prabhu? The context, why the words have so much diverse meaning? And they say Sanskrit language is very specific, right, in explaining the details.
The only Sanskrit language is very poetic. It's very, very poetic. See, it depends on the interpretation, basically, how you are using it. It depends on the context and how you are using it. For example, if you see Ahimsa, which is the term used by Buddha, Ahimsa Paramo Dharma, and all the time I used that, and I never really knew that it is from Buddhism, and it's actually not Hinduism. So Ahimsa Paramo Dharma is not our Param Dharma. It is Buddhist Param Dharma. So Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. So Ahimsa for Buddha means not killing animals. Ahimsa for Patanjali means not killing animals. But Ahimsa for Prabhupada, if you see Prabhupada's definition of Ahimsa, Prabhupada says to live a spiritual life is non-violence. To live a spiritual life is non-violence. To live a material life is violence. Now it is Prabhupada, now if you see Buddha's definition, if you see Buddha's definition, then non-violence is just about killing animals. But if you see Prabhupada's definition, non-violence is about leading a spiritual life. So
as you enter different strata, different levels of strata, each word takes a whole new meaning. So, for example, I would say, Ya Nisha Sarva Bhutanam Tasyam Jagarti Sayami. So, if you explain this to a materialist, the easiest example that you can give that a yogi is awake when the materialist is sleeping, and a materialist is awake when the yogi, materialist is awake to material sense enjoyment to which a yogi is sleeping. So if you explain, want to explain this to an ordinary person, you would say, see, at night, all these people are awake and you are sleeping. And if you see in the morning, a yogi is awake and the materialist are sleeping. So you can give all that example, right? But if you want to explain it to a devotee, then you explain that the activities of a devotee, chanting, reading, Srimad Bhagavatam, studying, all these things, these wonderful activities of devotees, for a materialist, they are a mystery. What is night? Night means mystery. It's darkness for him. He cannot understand why are they chanting, why are they jumping. But for a materialist, it's darkness. But for a devotee, that is light. So the same thing, according to the audience and according to the level of understanding, you can use the same word to explain different levels of meaning. So from a materialist point of view, when you do mundane astrology, 9 planets are Navagraha Puja. But if you read Brihat Parashara Hora Smriti, all the 9 planets are lauded by 9 avatars of Krishna. And one who worships the Srimad Bhagavatam, no astrological negative effect will affect him so that it disturbs his devotion. So the same 9 planets can be explained in terms of Navagraha. But the same Navagraha can be explained in terms of the avatars of Krishna, Krishna who controls everything. So you can explain something in a material way or spiritual way. You can explain something in a basic or in a very advanced way. So it is the word meaning to convey the basic understanding. But according to the Acharya, if you see Prabhupada's translations, they are simply mind-blowing. Because everything, every word can be used in a certain situation. It is all about the interpretation. Just like everybody says to kill Ashwatthama. Everybody says you should kill Ashwatthama. So Krishna wants Arjuna also to fulfill their desire. They have to kill Ashwatthama. But what does Krishna say? If you chop off his money on the head, then if you chop off that, that is as good as killing him. So he's killed him, but he's not killed him in the killing sense. So similarly, once Yudhishthira and Arjuna have a fight, and Yudhishthira insults Arjuna. So Arjuna says, Krishna, I am done with this. He has insulted my Gandiva and I have to kill him. So Krishna says, you can kill somebody in two ways. One, you can kill him. Second, you can insult him with your words, and that is as good as killing him. So Arjuna insults Yudhishthira to such a degree, really badly. So that is level one level. Then Arjuna says, now insulted my brother, now I want to kill myself. Then Krishna says, there are the two ways to kill yourself. One, you can kill yourself. Second, you can praise yourself so much that is as good as killing yourself. So Arjuna praises himself so much, then Krishna says, okay, now you are dead. So similarly, there are so many different clever, just like we see also that Dronacharya, the word Ashwatthama Hato Kunjaraha. So to kill Dronacharya, Yudhishthira told, he was made to tell a lie, Ashwatthamo Hataha. But Ashwathama here is referring to the elephant. Ashwathamo hataha, then he told very softly, kunjaraha, means elephant. By that time, he decided to die, commit suicide. So we can realize that the basic meaning remains the same, just like the word ahimsa, but the interpretation of all these meanings that are there, that again depends on time, place, circumstance and the acharya. So that is why acharya's commentaries, the same thing one can see in many different ways. So same incident we can see, but we can have several different interpretations of it, depending on our level of, our strata of spiritual intelligence. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so thank you all so much for joining in, and thank you so much, Prabhuji, for patiently answering all the questions so wonderfully.
Hare Krishna.
So, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Let's pay our obeisances to His Grace Guru, Rashmans Prabhuji, and all the devotees who are joining. वंशकलपतुर्वेशनामेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंतकोटिवैष्णववृंद की जय नामाचार्य राज ठाकुर की जय चैतन्य चरित्रामृत की जय थैंक यू प्रभुजी